If Jesus Christ, the only sinless human being that ever existed, says that he can't do anything by himself, he can only do what he sees his Father doing, then how much more is that true for us?
You know, relationships in life are important, aren't they? And as Jason Benham says, a relationship with the Lord is vital. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Jason shares just what he means by that.
I think that the issue is with most young kids and a lot of adults today is they see Christianity as a religion. And with a religion, basically, you have to say your prayers, you have to read your texts, you have to go to your services, and all of that to please God. But with relationship, it's actually like a real life relationship that you have with a human, which means the more time you spend with that person, the deeper you grow in the knowledge of that person.
And as it is in our relationships with other people, so it is in our relationship with God.
The more time you spend with that person, there's got to be bilateral communication. There has to be you're talking to him or her, and she or he is talking to you. And that's through prayer and the reading of the word. And in time, you just begin to grow and develop. It's like, I know my wife. I know her. I don't always understand her, but I know her. You know, it's the same way with our Christian walk. We don't read the Bible and understand everything that it says, but we get to know the Savior who was behind and divinely inspired the scripture. And Jesus himself said, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees the Father doing. If Jesus Christ, the only sinless human being that ever existed, says that he can't do anything by himself, he can only do what he sees his Father doing, then how much more is that true for us? So we have to be in the scripture every single day, seeing what the Father is doing.
Maybe you want to know more about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Go to makingyourlifecount.com.